بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Today, unfortunately, we heard a very heartbreaking news that our Sati and senior fellow Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Qamar Zaman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, from his Ajalli Khulafa, very senior in age also, Haji Shabir Bhai Lulat from Zambia, Lusaka, passed away. As we're talking now, 10 o'clock will be his janaza in Lusaka. Hazrat was a very pious person, and not on this safar, even the previous safar, he even came whenever Hazrat Maqam Zaman Sahib came to this, to Southern Africa, then he would join in the safar. And because of his age also, he should get along very well with Hazrat. So, probably in his late 80s now, passed away. And he was a very jovial person, very close to Hazrat Maulana Ali Sahib, my father-in-law, Rahmatullah Alayhi. They should be together all the time. And he made a lot of khidmat of Hazrat in his publications. He had a Qamar publications. So all Hazrat's kitabs, he translated, that were translated into the various languages. That kitabs, alhamdulillah, that cost and all that, into the thousands and thousands of kitabs, alhamdulillah, he took up those costs, and it was through him that Hazrat's kitabs went worldwide, alhamdulillah, and there was distribution points in all the different countries. So Allah fill his qabr with nur. Sanat. But what a mubarak maut he got in the last ashara of Ramadan. I remember once I went to Zambia, and unfortunately, due to the very tight schedule, I never have a chance to go and see him. But every safar I go, I might have to go and see him. So that safar, unfortunately, I was gone for about 2 days only, and it was so tight, the schedule, that I just never have a chance. When I came back home, his phone came straight away. What happened? You never come to see me. You see? But I apologized and made maafi with him and all that. He was just make me maaf. I should have come and saw you. It's much more elderly in age, maybe 20, 25 years more senior than us in age. And also his maqam, Allah fill his qabr with nur. We all have to leave this dunya. So I think we'll read the qul huwallah for him, inshallah. قل الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Today, inshallah, we will, Allah make his maghfirat also, raise his darajat, give his pasmandagan, his wife, his children, all of them, Sabr Jameel, inshallah. His wife is also very sick at the moment. Allah give her also good health. Today, inshallah, I wanted to share with our Saatis the majlis of my Sheikh Hazrat Dr. Tanveer Sahib of Pakistan, the Ajalli Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan, Rahmatullahi Alayhima. Hazrat, we've also attained the sohbat of Maulana Thanvi. And after Hazrat Maulana Thanvi, it was his last stages of his life. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali then directed him to go to Jalalabad by Muhammad Masihullah Khan. So that's how we ended up. And he and Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah were nearly one age, in age-wise. So they were getting along very well, although it was Sheikh Murid, but they were friends also. So he, Hazrat, obviously being a very senior Khalifa, alhamdulillah, I had the tawfiq of spending time with him when he came here to South Africa. Because of always had that, alhamdulillah, that I should spend some time with him. So inshallah, today for the first time, we will give you one of his discourses, inshallah, from Hazrat Dr. Tanveer Sahib. May Allah fill his qabr with nur as well. Inshallah, al-Aziz. Hazrat said that in Surah Furqan, Allah Ta'ala speaks about some khusus, leave the door open, that one side is making noise. Leave it open. Don't close it. Leave that door open, Jay. So it comes in the Quran in Surah Furqan. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the khususi qualities of the believers. Those maqbool, muqarrab believers of Allah, what are their qualities? So that's what the 3-4 qualities here, there are many qualities of the believers, but those that are chosen by Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran Kareem. So Hazrat expounded on those qualities, which I will share with you today, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ أَلَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْعَرُضِ هَوْنَا. The servants of Rahman. Allah Ta'ala could have said, وَعِبَادُ اللَّهِ. But he used his sifat-e rahmat. Allah Ta'ala said that he is the khaliq of everybody. But Allah's rahmat is mutawajjih on his khususi bandas. That is why he chose his sifat of rahmat. When he said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the servants of Rahman, are those people, أَلَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْعَرْضِ هَوْنَا, are those people that walk on the world, in the world, with humbleness. They are humble in front of Allah. They don't walk with pride and arrogance. And he said that he heard from his mashayikh that a person will attain humility when he comes to realize how much of ni'mat Allah has bestowed him with, more than we can actually count. So out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have no other option but to walk on this world, in this world, with humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves the quality of humility. Allah loves that. He says, we can't walk with pride. Kis baat ka ghamand ho? If you want to have pride, then upon what you want to have pride? Is there anything that you can have pride for? When everything is a deen from Allah, it's just a gift from Allah. It's just something Allah Ta'ala has given us as an in'am, as a gift. Then how can we have pride? So this first quality Allah speaks about, he speaks about walking on this earth, understand that, with humility and inkisari. And then Allah Ta'ala, in another verse of the Quran, he says, La tamshi fil ardi maraha. That we should not walk with arrogance and pride in the earth. So here he's saying they're walking on the earth with humility, and the other side Allah is making isbat of it, and on the other side Allah Ta'ala is making nafi, and he's saying that do not walk on the earth with arrogance and pride. That was a short ayat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes into even more detail. And he says, La tamshi fil ardi maraha, innaka lan tukhriq al ard, wa lan tablugh al jibal tura. You can't tear up the earth by walking on the earth on the boastfully and pride and arrogance. What do you want? Do you think you're going to tear up the earth? Wa lan tablugh al jibal tura. What, you're going to be on top of the mountain? Can you be bigger than the mountain? Or the mountain's going to be bigger? Who's bigger than Everest? Who's bigger than Kilimanjaro? So you're a small ant in front of those mountains. So what is your hasiyat? So how can you walk with pride? Now Allah is being more detailed. First he said, do like this. Then he made nafi, made isbat. Then he makes even more tashri of it also. He said, don't walk like that on this earth. You must walk with humility. Yes, it says that there are many zalims on this earth. But Allah Ta'ala, his level of tolerance is ajib. Allah's tolerance, Allah Ta'ala's hilm, sahib ajib. Allah Ta'ala gives istidraj, he gives chut. He just gives a person. Allah Ta'ala knows, he's watching everything. When people are committing zulm, oppressing other people's rights, oppressing people, killing them, bombing them, torturing them, doing all these things. It's not like Allah Ta'ala doesn't know. Allah knows everything. Allah Ta'ala is watching everything. Allah Ta'ala kitni mohlat deta hai. How much of mohlat Allah Ta'ala gives? Let him carry on, but he's watching everything. Lekin ek din faisla karta hai. But then one day he makes up, now he makes the decision, ke gardan pakri jayegi, that now their necks will be twisted. He will send his punishment. Like what he done to all the previous nations, Rihan, Sarsaran, and tornadoes were sent, and what Allah Ta'ala sent. to all the previous nations, how Allah Ta'ala wiped them out. But first, he doesn't do it straight away. He let them carry on and carry on and carry on, and he makes hilm. So he says, but Allah's level of tolerance, that is ajib, Hazrat says. See, we get tired after 3, 4, 5 times, 10 times, we will just like, we blow our top. So Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah Ta'ala for a long time let them carry on. It's called istidras. Sanastadrijuhum min haythu la ya'lamun wa umli lahum inna kaydi matin. Allah says, wa umli lahum. I delay my punishment. I don't send it straight away. Yes, the day will come. When it comes, then the punishment is very swift. So Hazrat says that the kuffar, they decided one day that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is performing salat. So when he goes into sajda, they will take all the intestines, all that of the animal, they'll come put it on top of his back while he's in sajda. Right. In that way they will try and belittle him, disrespect him. That's what they decided. So they done it. And Bukhari, the riwayat is there. Brother Fatima radiallahu anha came, she removed it from her father's back, and she swore them also. Masla about whether his wuzu broke, never broke, that's not for this majlis. That's for the dars of Bukhari. Right. So now the point is, how much sabr Nabi alayhi salam made? He's also making sabr. Then he said, Abu Jahl La'in, he decided that now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is down, he's going to go there and put his leg on his neck. He decided this is what he wants to do. So he started moving towards Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam to put his leg on his neck. And as he gets closer and closer and closer, when he's just nearly there, he sees a big serpent wants to swallow him up. And he gets very frightened. And he runs away, Abu Jahl. Now, when these type of things start happening, the kuffar, they're always waiting to cause harm to the believers. So when Nabi alayhi salam was returning from Ghazwa Bani Mustalaq, at that time, there was something happened between the Ansar and the Muhajirin. Some disagreement in some matter. So that gave Raisul Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, a chance to ignite. You know, people, they wait for the opportune moment. Then what they go from the back, they go and stir up fitna. So he went to stir up the fitna between the Ansar, add fuel to the fire. He started telling them, the Ansar, you all have done so much for them. You all have given them so much of wealth. You shared your wealth. You shared your homes. Even split your wives also with them. You all gave them. And today, look, they didn't appreciate. You see? He said all like that. Now he's stirring the fitnas. And then what he started saying? Why you mustn't give them money now? In future, don't give them a dime. You help them all this while, but look where it led to. No appreciation. Don't give them a dime going forward. Now that statement of theirs, Allah documented it in the Quran. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّ. Don't spend money on them. لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Upon those people that are by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hatta yanfadhu, they will leave and go. If there's no money coming, how are they going to stay? If there's no support structure around them, how are they going to stay? They'll pack up and they'll go away. So do like that. So Allah Ta'ala, from His side, He gives the answer. And He says, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَلِلَّهِ. They're telling you don't spend, but I'm telling you all the khazain belongs to me. All the treasures are mine. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I'm in charge of the khazanas of the sky and the earth. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The munafiqeen, they can't understand anything. Allahu Akbar. Then that was one thing that they stirred up. That's what they said. Then the second thing that they said, يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل. If they come back to Medina, if we go back to Medina, what we'll do? They will take out all the يخرجن الأعز منها الأذل. You see, they'll take out all the good people and replace them with all the bad people. You see. So there are two things. One is mal and dawlat, and one is izzat and zillat. You see? So we deprive them, understand that, of mal, and we make them zalil. We disgrace them. These two things. That's what they said. So that also, the second thing which they said, that answer also came from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِ. You see? How he's defending the muhajirin. Allah is defending them. He says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They think they controlling izzat and zillat. They're not controlling izzat and zillat. Izzat and zillat, Allah controls izzat and zillat. Allah controls it. So see how Allah Ta'ala gave answer. You see? But they, what he tried to do? Ignite a flame between the believers. Right? That is why Hazrat said, Mawlana Masyula Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make this dua, Ke Allah, Iman ke saath, Izzat, Abru, Salamati, Afiyat. With Iman, grant me respect, grant me peace, and grant me Afiyat, good welfare. With Iman. So, I told you they were friends, both of them. Dr. Tanveer Saab and Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Khan, they were friends. Oh, he was murid, Sheikh and murid, but he was open with his relations, in his relationship. So he said, Hazrat, baat samajh mein hai, Iman ke saath itne quyud? With Iman, you're putting so much of clauses. Kya Iman kafi nahi hai? Is Iman not sufficient? Meri samajh mein baat nahi aayi. I can't understand what you, why you said like this here. Iman ke saath, salamati, afiyat, abru, izzat. You put all those clauses. Why you didn't just say, speak about Iman, and you put all those clauses. Is it necessary to put all those clauses? Hazrat ne farmaya, huh? It's necessary to put all those clauses. So he said, Hazrat, meri samajh mein baat nahi aayi. I still can't understand. Dr. Tanveer Sahib is telling to Muhammad Sallallahu Khan, I still can't understand. Oh ho, why you can't understand? What happened to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu? You know Hazrat Bilal's story? You know what his Iman was like? His Iman was the size of a big mountain. Koi unke Iman ko hila nahi sakta. Nobody could move that mountain of Iman he had. But he never have Izzat. Because of that, they punished him. They tormented him. They put him on the hot slates. They done all kinds of torture to him. They deprived him of water. They put him in a burning sun outside. Zameen par ghasit rahe the, dragging him on the sand, dragging him on the ground, on the stones. So Hazrat says, unke muqable mein hamara iman ka koi aitibar nahi. We can't even compare to his level of iman. If Allah Ta'ala gives us a small imtihan, puts us through some difficult phase of our life, hamara iman chala jayega. We will lose our iman. He says we must be very thankful to Allah Ta'ala that He has granted us so much of afiyat. That's why when we ask for iman, when for anything from Allah, ask for afiyat. Always ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Allah ka karam hai ki Allah Ta'ala aazmaish mein nahi dalte. Allah Ta'ala don't put us through all these tests. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, if Allah Ta'ala has given a person izzat, honor and respect, then appreciate that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah Ta'ala never gave a person honor and respect, then to appreciate that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But why? Isliye hum izzat ke mustahiq nahi hai. We are not worthy of respect. If Allah Ta'ala gave a person honor, that alhamdulillah, people make his ikram and all that. Allah Ta'ala has put it in somebody's heart to make ikram. That is through the fazl of Allah, not because we are worthy of it. So if people are making izzat of us, then we must be grateful. If they're not making izzat, then don't do it. Then to be grateful, because we're not worthy of the respect anyway. You see? That's what Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned. That is why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ke iman ke baad hum kaunsi cheez Allah se mange? After iman, what should we ask Allah for? After iman, what we should ask Allah for? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, ask for afiyat. The word afiyat covers everything. Good health, good wealth, salamati, peace of mind, peace of heart, contentment, everything it covers. That one word, afiyat, it covers everything. Understand that? It covers everything. Afiyat sabse bari ni'mat hai. Afiyat is the greatest ni'mat. So I must make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wa-sitra wa-salama fi-d-dini wa-d-dunya wal-akhirah. Tawaffana muslimin. Tahiqna bi-shuhada wa-salihin. Ask Allah for afiyat. Always ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Agar afiyat nahi hai, if there's no afiyat, uska matlab ye hai ki Allah Ta'ala ne apne nazar-e-karam hata li. Allah Ta'ala has removed his affection, his eyes of rahmah on that person, if Allah Ta'ala has removed afiyat from him. Whether it's in the shakal of imtihan, whether it's in the shakal of azmaish, test, ibtila. Now he was very jovial sheikh. I saw him laughing also, and I saw him crying also. Both. In some of his bayans he used to be crying, and some of those bayans he used to be laughing. Hazrat Dr. Tanveer sahab. Ajeeb aadmi the. Ajeeb. You see? So he gives one waqia of one buzruk. See, the buzruk is asking Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, main kab tak roti banaunga? Aap roti jo hai paki pakai kyun nahi mujhe khilate? Allah, every day I have to make roti. Every day I have to make roti. Which day now you're going to say, I'm sending for you ready-made roti? So I don't have to make roti. So I'll give you the roti, I'll give you food, everything. You don't have to worry about it. So ye dua kar raha hai Allah se. So aage chala. Now there was some police fauji the. They got hold of him. And they charged him for something. Then muqaddama chala. The case went to court. He lost the case. And then he was imprisoned. He was sent into jail. Now when he was in jail, he's parking inside there. He's there for 1 month. Said, now he tells Allah Ta'ala. He said, Allah Ta'ala, aapne mujhe jail mein kyun dala? Why you put me inside the jail? What did I do now? I ended up in jail. So ilham hua, aapne to paki pakai roti mangi. You wanted cooked roti ready made, so you get that in the jail. That's why I sent you in the jail, because that was your dua. So your dua got accepted. So I sent you in the jail because you said you want all rotis ready hot for to come in front of you. So I sent you there. So your dua got accepted. You see? So Allah said, you asked for paki pakai roti. But why you never say, would afiyat? Allah, give me the roti and give me with afiyat. That you forgot to put that clause. In the dua, you should have put the clause, Allah, give me the paki pakai roti, give me nice roti, everything, but give me with afiyat. So I wouldn't have sent you to jail. I would have, you been outside sitting in your house and somebody would have come and delivered to you. But you never asked me with afiyat. So I never gave you with afiyat. So you must always make dua for anything to Allah Ta'ala. Say, Allah, give me afiyat. That's the best dua to make after iman. Allah grant me afiyat. Allah grant me afiyat. Afiyat covers everything. Husn-e khatma, asani in rizq. It's a good health. It covers all spectrums of life, all the different segments of life. Afiyat covers everything. To say, Allah, mujhe maaf kar do, mujhse ghalati ho gayi. Allah, make me forgive me. I should have put that clause, I've messed up. So Allah, you forgive me now. Now he's asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Why never put the clause of afiyat inside? That is why, after iman, the best gift Allah can give somebody is afiyat. Allah says, we don't have the capacity to go through tests from Allah. If that level of test has to come on us, that way on the other people, in fact, leave alone in today's times also. In today's times, you know the level of tests that the Ummah is going through. Just consider the Palestinians for one moment. What have they not gone through? Allahu Akbar. I said, I don't think in that time also a nation was as persecuted as much as they have been persecuted. And what amazes me about them is their steadfastness. Their steadfastness. Ya Rabbi. They've made sacrifice of everything. And they never threw up the white flag and surrendered, not one day. They were surrendering. Where you saw Palestinians are saying, okay, we had enough. So we surrendering. Never. You can kill us, you can torture us, you can throw us in the jail, you can do whatever you want to. But you'll never hear them talking about surrender. You'll never. Their steadfastness. Ya salam. So there's two masoom children, small children, widowed people, old people, no water, no food, no shelter. And on top of that, even if they got one small tent to heavy rain, biting, freezing cold, small babies, nothing to even give them warmth. So that what they are going through, as we're talking also, there's not food, there's no food entering there. There is no shortage of food inside. As we're talking now, even Ramadan-e Kareem also. So this level of what we can say, test from Allah, we don't have that capacity to enjoy that. We must just keep on asking Allah. Allah, give them afiyat also. Grant them afiyat also. Allah, grant them better conditions. Allah, grant us also better conditions. Grant all of us better conditions with afiyat. So Hazrat farma rahe the that is why never walk on this earth with pride and arrogance. That is the first special quality of the Ibad of Rahman. The second quality of Ibad of Rahman is وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That means, if you find an ignorant person, a jahil fellow, right, then there's no use going into bahas with him, into an argument with him. From far you must tell him, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, bi khair, and run away. You see? Qalu salama. You're an alim, he's not an alim. Your level of discussion is different. You are saying something after studying thousands of hadith. He has no even elementary education or basic education of Quran or hadith or deen. He doesn't have it. Now, he decides he wants to have an argument with you. Now, you're going to speak on a different wavelength and he's on a different wavelength. So Hazrat says, what does he understand dalail? What does he understand all the different istimbat from Quran and hadith? He doesn't understand all those things, how the masail are extracted, where it came from, what is the mufta bihi qawl. He doesn't understand all these things, and now you're going into a very deep debate with him. Don't waste your time. Because he's going to just argue with you based on his level of intellect. That's it. His only thing he's got is intellectual level. Beyond that, he has nothing else. And you on a different level. You have studied the whole thing.
So the whole science of hadith, the Quran Sharif, you've done the tafsir of the whole Quran. You know how usulul fiqh applies, how the laws apply, how the masail are extracted. So you know which are the muftabihi calls, why the fatwa went on this call. You know all the different things. You know that in-depth analysis of the whole thing. Now you just get a person who is just have a small little education. He read up here and there a little bit, or he is having behest with you. Hazrat says, don't waste your time with him. So just tell him from far. If we make behest with him, if an alim makes behest with a jahil, then Hazrat says, you're not an alim, you yourself a jahil. How can you now as an alim make behest with a person who is ignorant? Now you wasting your time. You bringing yourself stooping to his level. So don't waste your time with him. Just show him the door. Tell him, assalamu alaikum. You know, I'm busy at the moment. Inshallah, we'll ask. Chutti kar do. Don't go into more debate. Is that it? And Hazrat says in the Quran, Allah speaks about this in more detail. He says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. When they hear futile talks, then they turn away. وَقَالُوا, and they say, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. For us is our a'mal, for you, your a'mal. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. Salaam alaikum, salaam alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Don't waste your time with ignorant people. The only solution is, if a person is ignorant, to remove the ignorance, and the solution to ignorance is ilm. The ilaj of ignorance, what's the ilaj of ignorance? Ilm. Must go and get knowledge, go and study, get a formal education properly, then be able to understand more better and more deeper. Jab tak ilm, so until we don't have proper education, understand that? It is no use to go into any debate. So, they made some ishkal. Some women came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they started saying, Ey Allah ke Rasul, you saying we are naqisul aqal, that we deficient in our brains. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, I'm not saying, Allah ta'ala is saying it. You are deficient in your brains. Tumhari takhliq mein nuqs rakha gaya. In your creation, Allah ta'ala has created a little bit of deficiency in your creation. You created from the crooked rib. Yeah. So this crookedness is in your fitrat. But you're deficient in your brains, but you're very zaheen. You're very intelligent. There's a difference between brains and intelligence. That's it. There's a very big difference between brains and intelligence. You have the potential that when you go by the men, then the men lose their brains. Their brains is gone. When women go by men, then the men, the most professional man, he becomes brainless. His brains doesn't function correctly. You see? So Hazrat said, what's the use going into a behas regarding shari'i matters if a person doesn't have brains? There's no use to go into any mubahasa with a person that doesn't have any brains. So what you're going to do then in that circumstance, you must just say, you are right. What you must say? You are right. Instead of getting into an argument, don't go into the argument. Just say you are right. Behas khatam. The argument finished. There's no need to go into an argument. Just confess to say that you are right. So he says, insan ke teen darje hai. You get three types of human beings. Three levels. He says, the first level is that of an alim. Aur wo janta bhi hai ke main alim hoon. He's an alim and he knows that he's an alim. To wo aadmi manzil tak pahunch jayega. He'll reach his destination because now he's got the necessary knowledge that's required for him to make proper amal.
proper direction, proper guidance, proper hidayat. So that person who knows he's an alim and he bases his practice on his ilm, then he will apni manzil tak pahunch jayega. He'll reach his destination. That's the first category. The second category of a person is a person who is a jahil. He doesn't know nothing. And he says to himself, ya main kuch janta hi nahi hu. I don't know nothing. I have to get direction from ulama. I have to go to others to learn. They will guide me. I will follow. I will reach my destination. So he will also reach his destination because he recognizes I don't have adequate knowledge. The ulama will guide me. Based on their guidance, I will carry on that path. And then he will also reach his destination. It's like a person who comes to your town, he doesn't know directions. So he's not going to, that time there's no GPS and all like how we have today. So what he'll do, he'll ask people around. Then one person will show him. Then he, if he follows the correct, get the correct direction, he'll carry on. He'll reach his manzil. Because he knows, I'm going to go there, I'm lost. Right. Then you get the third category of person. Janta to kuch nahi. He knows nothing. Lekin kehta hai, main sab kuch janta hoon. He's a jahil. But he says, I know everything. You can't tell me. But he knows nothing. So the Hazrat says, usko jahle murakkab kehte hai. This is called compounded ignorance. That a person who is ignorant doesn't realize that he's ignorant. He thinks he knows too much. But in reality, he's ignorant. So that is called jahle murakkab. That means he's compounded in his ignorance. You see? So he says, now uske liye koi ilaj nahi hai. There's no ilaj for such a person. Sorry, but you must just let him go. Don't go into unnecessary behest with him. So this also, people who are, Allah is happy with them, his muqarrab slaves, they don't waste time in making mubahasa, going into debates with people who don't have adequate knowledge. It's just a waste of time. Carry on. You carry on with your part, we carry on with our part. Sanat, chutti kar do. That also is important. And the third category of people, the third quality is وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those people that spend the night in sajda and in qiyam in front of Allah. Now why سُجَّدًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ at night they're standing up? Because if you're standing up at night, there's nobody watching you. Nobody watching. You in your house. You are in your house. You see? You are in your house. That's where the nafal ibadat must take place, where it must take place. Yeah. The mu'takifs here, they must make masjid. They can use the facilities because they are in the masjid. But the ghair mu'takifin, sahibaji, they can also make the masjid abad also. No problem. But what is better for them to make nafal ibadat at home? In accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make you your tahajjud at home. Why? Because who's watching you there at home? Nobody is watching you. Only Allah is watching you. You're only doing it for Him. So your levels of ikhlas is much more greater. At home, your levels of ikhlas is going to be much more higher. Nobody watching you. That's when you're reading your namaz. You see? Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayl Arifi, Thanvi's Khalifa, he was very great buzruk. Hazrat says he used to say that in the middle of the night, when you are at home in the middle of the night, when your eyes open up, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a'lan there. And what is the alan in Allah Ta'ala is making in the middle of the night? Hal min mustaghfir fa aghfir lah. Is there anybody seeking forgiveness that I may forgive that person? Hal min mustarziqin fa arzuqah. Is there any person seeking sustenance that I can give him sustenance? Hal min mubtal fa wa'afi. Is there anybody got a problem I can solve his problem for him? Now this is happening in the middle of the night. So he says, when your eyes open up, where they said, yeah, you have to make wudu to make the dua, where it is said that first you must make wudu, then make tahajjud, and then make dua, Where does it say that?
Why don't you just, if you can't get up for the tahajjud in your bed,
make the dua when your eyes open?
Mu'abrasa rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that, why don't you, when your eyes open up in the middle of the night, just say, Allahumma gfirli, and close your eyes.
In that time, nobody answered that call. Hal min mustaghfir? Is there anybody seeking forgiveness? The whole dunya is sleeping.
But when your eyes open, what did you say? Allahumma gfirli. May Allah forgive me. You answered Allah's call. From the whole world, you answered Allah's call.
Yes, the best thing to do is to get up for tahajjud in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
But if you can't do that, then at least bistar par, while you're lying down, then at least speak to Allah Ta'ala and say, Allah forgive me. Allahumma ghfirli. And then close your eyes.
Says, isko ma'rifat kehte hai.
That's why he was even called Abdul Hayy Arifi.
He was called Abdul Hayy Arifi. You see?
And then he concludes his bayan with one waqia.
He said, I mean, it's a bit high level, but inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, ulama are sitting here.
The story of Bayezid Bustami, rahmatullah alayhi.
Bayezid Bustami, rahmatullah alayhi, one day he started saying,
أَعْظَمُ مُلْكِي مِنْ مُلْكِ اللَّهِ.
My kingdom is greater than the kingdom of Allah.
Now that's a very great statement to make.
My kingdom, my sultanate, is more greater than the sultanate of Allah.
So the muftis of that time, they passed fatwa of kufr against him for making that statement.
So what happened? That came now to Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi.
They said that Bayezid Bustami said that أَعْظَمُ مُلْكِ مِنْ مُلْكِ اللَّهِ,
that my kingdom is more greater than the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala, and the people has passed fatwa of kufr against him.
So what do you have to say?
So Maulana Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, obviously Imam Sahib was Imam Sahib.
Imam Sahib called his students.
He told his students, is there any scope here for ta'wil?
Is there any way we can save his iman?
His students said, no, we can't see any way that his iman can get saved from the statement he has made.
Imam Sahib was Imam Sahib.
Imam Sahib said, see ya.
Allah Ta'ala's kingdom is over his makhluk, over his arsh, over his sky, over the earth, over the humans, over the jinnat, all those things. That is the kingdom of Allah.
And Bayezid Bustami, when he says my kingdom, he is referring to the sifat of Allah.
Allah's qualities, Allah's attributes.
He says, I'm trying to become in control of, trying to imbibe in myself the qualities of Allah. That is the kingdom I'm talking about.
So which kingdom is more greater?
Are the qualities of Allah Ta'ala more greater? Or is the makhluk of Allah more greater?
Who told you he's kafir?
He's not kafir. There's no fatwa of kufr against him.
That's what he said. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Remove the fatwa.
You see? So therefore, ma'rifat too is ajib thing.
Said ma'rifat.
That ma'rifat, when you go by the Ahlullah, then you get ma'rifat.
Allah grant us his ma'rifat.
And all these beautiful qualities that has been discussed here,
Allah Ta'ala ke khas bandon ki khususiyat hai.
These are the special qualities.
So today we discuss three qualities, alhamdulillah.
There are many other qualities also in that ayat. It's a very long ruku of the Quran, but today we just discuss three.
And the first quality being,
يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا,
they walk on the earth with humility.
وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا,
when the jahil speak to them, then they say, Assalamu alaikum, and they carry on. They don't waste time.
And then the third quality is that they stand up in Allah Ta'ala.
وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا.
So these are the specific beautiful qualities of those servants that are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah Ta'ala grant us all his muhabbat.
And Hazrat says that this quality of what you call this here, standing up at night and making the ibadah of Allah, that he says even our ladies can do it at home. Our ladies also. And then he was giving example of one of his lady folk at home, his family ladies, his dadi or somebody, that they used to read so much tajwid. In fact, my own dadi, she was tajwid guzar for 60 years. My dadi was tajwid guzar. I remember when I was a young boy, she used to get us up for learning hifz. She used to get us up to learn our Quran. She would come and get us. And then, you know, in the olden days, the old people, the whole house is sleeping. She reads the tajwid. And by the time they getting up, the food is already cooked for the day. The food is already ready. She finished hook also for the whole day. 60 years she was tajwid guzar. You know how much Quran Sharif she read in her life? Allahu Akbar. She was not even a hafiz. And when we used to be doing hifz, and now we're looking inside, young boys, and now we're reading there, and we're reading wrong. She say, look properly again inside, what you're reading. And she's not a hafizah. Look again inside what you're reading. She should tell us like that. You see? So even this quality of making ibadah of Allah, getting up in the middle of the night, is not only for men. This quality, even our ladies also. And mashallah, our lady folk, mashallah, many of them, they have very good qualities, alhamdulillah. They tahajjud guzar. They read a lot of Quran Kareem also. Isn't it? Allahu Akbar. So therefore, at the end of the day, Allah give us all these qualities and accept this majlis. This is a majlis of my Sheikh, Hazrat Dr. Tanveer Saab. So today is the first time in a few years we have been carrying on majlis that I've brought a majlis of Hazrat Dr. Tanveer Saab. Alhamdulillah, one of my satis sent some of his majalis to me. I told him, you have sent an invaluable treasure to me. Sanaji. So alhamdulillah, we have some of his majalis. So going forward to, we will also bring those majalis of his as well. Allah Ta'ala accept his few words, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.